The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful. We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
Do you think we talk about skincare, hair care, or makeup more? I don't know.
I think we give equal love. We don't pick a favorite child.
We give equal love. Do you know the hair tutorials that I watch over and over, and I just I'm like, oh God, I wish I could do that. I mean, listen, we are friends because of your hair.
We are friends because of my hair.
And our next guest might not know this, but we are with a guest that we have named the Queen of Hair. We have Amber Fillerup, the founder, queen of Barefoot Blonde, her blog. She has an incredible extension line. And most recently, we fell in love this summer with Day Hair packaging. Unbelievable. She's coming at us from super sunny Arizona. She is incredible. She has created the most incredible hair care line. Her extensions are phenomenal. Her blog, I have been reading for a very long time now. Please welcome Amber Fillerup Clark. Oh my God, it's so great to see you in person.
Same. And I'm like so flattered that you just said all of that.
Oh my God, your packaging. Okay, so.
It's beautiful and chic.
Ashley Heaton, who works with me, was like, you've got to check out this girl. She has the most, she's from Arizona. She has the most incredible hair care line. Anyway, you guys sent us a beautiful, I think we started with the conditioner this summer. Was it the conditioner, Ashley? And it was so good. The packaging is so chic. You guys can't see it, but it's like the perfect buttery kind of pinky, rosy with like a
blush.
It's super conditioning. It smells like orange blossoms. But yes, we have her here. It's called Day, D-A-E. Will you tell us a little bit about your journey and how you started your blog, Barefoot Blonde, and what it's taken? I mean, because right now, we did a little homework. You have 1.3 million followers. It's pretty amazing.
Yes, crazy.
It's crazy, right?
I know. So I started my blog, in 2010, so almost 12 years ago. But I just started it for fun.
How old were you then? You're young.
I'm 31. So let's see. I was like 19, 20-ish.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So I was super young. I was just in college. Actually, I had just dropped out of college to go to hair school. So college like was not my thing, was not working out. And I always loved hair. So I went to hair school and then randomly started a blog just because I love taking photos. And I've always been a very avid journaler. So I have tons of journals since like age 10. So a blog to me was just like the perfect, like all in one. I could put my pictures and my journal all there. So my very early blog entries, it was like journaling about like bad dates and like how I was going to get money for my rent that month in college. Like it was all just like very college problems. And I would say anything on my mind. So it was very much like a truly like a personal journal.
And people connected with it. Did you have a moment where you realized, like, wow, this could be a career?
Yeah, not till years later. I was just doing it for fun. I loved it so much that even when so many people made fun of me, I was like, I don't care. I think this is super fun. It was like fueling all my creativity. And I just honestly loved it. So I just kept doing it. And then I started, one thing led to the next, where people would say, how did you do your hair in that picture? So I would film a hair tutorial. And then they would ask what products I'm using. So I would link those products and then link my outfits. And it kind of just all snowballed and happened very naturally.
Do you remember one post that kind of like pushed you over the edge?
Yeah, pushed you over the edge.
Yeah, I had any hair picture. It was like this perfect alignment where Pinterest came around, Instagram came around. It all happened at the same time. So I definitely got lucky in timing. But any hair pictures or hair tutorials would just go viral on Pinterest, which is so funny because they were like the worst pictures looking back on them. But they would go viral and then I would get all this traffic to my blog. And then, I don't know, it just kind of all happened like that.
Guys, I love soda. I'm not going to not admit it. I love soda. I know people don't believe me when I say that, but I do. I had to stop actually drinking it, though, because it's so bad for you. So I stopped really drinking soda a few years ago until I discovered my latest and greatest obsession, Olipop. That's right. You guys, Olipop, it's a new kind of soda. It tastes just like the sodas I grew up with, but unlike other sodas that are full of sugar, corn syrup, and artificial ingredients like aspartame, Olipop is made with natural ingredients that are actually good for you. It's the fastest growing functional beverage brand in America, and for good reason. Everyone literally is obsessed with this soda because we just don't like the unhealthy ingredient list on traditional sodas. They have vintage cola, classic root beer, orange squeeze, cherry vanilla, strawberry vanilla, and their newest flavor, classic grape, which my kids are obsessed with. It's very light, yet a flavorful taste. I try to only drink water, but sometimes you just want some flavor, and Olipop is the perfect way to do that guilt-free. They use functional ingredients that combine the benefits of prebiotics, plant fiber, and botanicals to support your microbiome and benefit digestive health, aka gut health. And you know we talk about it a lot here on our podcast. 90% of Americans consume more than the USDA's daily recommended added sugar intake. Sweetened beverages like soda are the leading source of added sugars in the American diet. Olipop is much, much lower in sugar than conventional sodas with only 2 to 5 grams of sugar from natural sources. No added sugar. Their vintage cola, one of my favorites, has just 2 grams of sugar as compared to a regular Coca-Cola, which has, are you ready? 39 grams of sugar. Their orange squeeze has 5 grams compared to orange Fanta, which has 44 grams of sugar. All their products are non-GMO, vegan, paleo, and keto friendly with less than 8 grams net carbs per can. They are so confident that you will love their products. They're offering 100% money back guarantee for orders placed through their website. You guys are going to be obsessed. You can find Olipop in over 8,000 stores across the country, including Kroger, Target, Whole Foods, Sprouts, Wegmans. Receive 20% off plus free shipping on your order. I recommend trying their variety pack just so you can get to try everything. This is a great way to see all the delicious flavors they have. Go to drinkolipop.com/lipstick or use code lipstick at checkout to claim this deal. That's drinkolipop, drinkolipop.com/lipstick. I promise you guys, you are going to love it. Olipop, you're never going back to regular soda.
Do you feel you and your content has evolved ever since like the posting of it? Like, I mean, it's more than a blog now. I mean, it's a full on, I mean, site. It's a full on site. It's a real business.
Yeah. I mean, like people have been with me, like I said, even before, since I got married, I post about my first date with my husband, my now husband, on the blog. So people have really been with me on the journey through everything. So like, as I had kids, they were on that journey with me. I'm pregnant with my 4th right now. So
you're pregnant with your 4th right now.
Congratulations.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. How old are your kids?
Thanks. I have a 7-year-old, a 6-year-old. Well, she turned 6 tomorrow. And then I have a 2-year-old.
Oh,
and then this
my
one.
Gosh.
So I'm 15 weeks.
Oh my gosh. Congratulations. You're in war.
Thanks.
I mean, it's so great. You have Atticus, Rosie, and Frankie.
By the way, we love the names.
What great names.
Oh, thank you.
Is it crazy? I mean, you've been in the eye of social media for now 10 plus years. Is it crazy how you've kind of grown up in this world? Do you still feel that pressure? I'm like, okay, I've got to do this. Or do you still love it?
I mean, I still love it because I don't put pressure on myself. There was a period there where I did put pressure on myself and I felt like I had to like look at it like a business. But since I've realized that like the reason I had my success in the first place is because I was like, no pressure. I just posted whatever I wanted. So I still do that. Like I always tell my followers, I'm so inconsistent with my content. One day it'll be like how to make a kid's acai bowl. The next day it'll be like talking about depression and like the baby blues. The next day it'll be hair tutorials. So it's like all over the place. And I just talk about whatever I feel like talking about. So,
which is probably what makes it genuine and authentic.
Well,
and
exactly.
People love you.
Because every day is a different day, but we do want to talk to you about hair because we love hairs. We love hair trends. All right. So let's get into it. You post so many amazing hair tutorials on your page. Like what are your favorite trends right now? Like we're looking at her, you guys, and she is a perfect blonde with like a halo bride braid. And it's literally, she's coming from her bathroom with like light behind her. You're
like, she's emerging.
You're like emerging like an angel.
You guys are so sweet. Hair trends. Well, you guys know I'm obsessed with hair. I've always been obsessed with braids though. So I'm kind of partial to any braid trend. And I've loved the baby braid trend, as you can tell with my little
baby braid.
Does
that disappear into your hair? Do I see that right? Tilt your head a little. It does.
Yeah. So I just pinned it right there. So I just bobby pinned it. And I do that. I have curtain bangs. So anytime I don't feel like styling those, I just braid them and pin them back. So it's just like a quick, easy little mom hairstyle.
That's a really good tip. I actually did the baby braid on Scarlett for the last 2 days, just on one side. I'm like, and she goes, Mom, you're really good at braiding. I'm like, thank you so much. I've improved so much.
Yeah, I am.
Do people expect you to do your daughter's hair perfectly? Because my daughter's hair never looks right.
I know. I've worked really hard to get this
single
baby.
I know. It's hard.
I know.
Yeah. Well, especially if your girls have long hair, it's like a full-time job to keep it brushed and untangled and like also let them be kids. So like half the time it's like a rat's nest and I just let it be.
So Amber's showing us a trend. It's the baby braid trend. She starts very small, two pieces. You know, kind of part yourself in the middle of the hair. Then it comes around. But what's great about it is she's pinned it kind of underneath. So
like
the back of her hair kind of falls over it and the braid disappears into the hair. It's very beautiful.
So what kind of hair trends do you think we're going to be seeing for the next year, for the upcoming year?
Cuts, color, what do you think? You think extensions? I mean, you have an incredible extension line.
Yeah, I mean, Gen Z has now called blonde hair chooky, which has three blondes here. I think we can all agree that we're not going to go along with that.
I just heard that on a call this morning.
It?
So someone on a call I was on this morning, my call, they said there was three out of the four of us were blondes. And they said blondes are now choogy.
What's that mean?
Choogy is basically someone that is our age.
Choogy?
Still young, by the way. Choogy. A choog is someone who like, you can't wear Golden Goose sneakers anymore because you're choogy. You're trying to be young, right? Am I defining that right, Amber?
Amber is young.
Yeah.
Amber isn't a choog.
Or you're just.
Yeah, no, I'm a choog.
But
I guess.
It's also like, I think it's like you can be any age, but if you're just like a little bit behind, like doing like
the trend
3 years ago trends.
Yeah.
I was talking about Golden Goose.
If I see another mom in her 40s with a pair of Golden Goose glitter shoe on with a floral dress, I'm like, okay, we're done.
I know.
Let's just do plain.
I can't wear them anymore.
I can wear them. I only got simple ones. You went a little.
I have a disco ball one.
You got a disco ball one. I do love it on the kids.
And
though.
Apparently crossbody bags are choogy as well. Just so
what
you
do
know.
You mean?
You can't wear them crossbody anymore.
I love a crossbody.
Just saying.
I can carry more.
I know, me too.
Okay,
anyhow,
sorry. Okay.
Hair trends. Choogy.
Okay, hair trends.
Choogy. Blondes. We're choogy blondes that are going to just stay choogy and blonde.
Choogy. And we're going to be blonde and we're going to choog it up.
Yeah, I'm going to choog it up. But I do think that like the darker tones are like everyone's going a little bit darker, even if it's just like melting into your blonde a little bit. The Giselle hair, like Giselle just like naturally has that ombre look. And I remember like in high school being like, I want this hair, like bringing Giselle's picture to my hairdresser being like, do this. And she's like, what do you even mean? Like, it was still like unheard of at that time. Yeah. But Giselle's like always had it where it's like that naturally, it just looks so natural.
Beachy, sun-kissed, like you were out surfing all day and you're, our kids have it, unfortunately.
Say,
it's really
it.
Annoying.
Yes, Scarlett Brooks has it.
Brooks has it. But Scarlett really has it. She'll literally tip out like blonde with like a kind of a brown and then tip. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty. Like people pay thousands.
Yeah,
really.
It's definitely.
They really do.
So those. Mm-hmm. So that's a hair trend.
Okay, so what about cuts? Is it straight? Is
cuts,
it curly?
I feel like people are going shorter.
Yeah.
Like Kendall and Hailey Bieber length. Like I think that is like.
I like that.
Getting
look.
Really popular.
You just did it.
And then baby braids and also just like the really slick look, like the Bella Hadid, like bun where it's super slick and still parted. I don't really see that going
clean.
Anywhere just because not only is it so easy, it's so chic. Love it. Especially for like when your hair's greasy, you can't even tell it's greasy.
Oh, yeah.
Just throw it in a chic bun. In fact, me and my team, we sometimes even will put like a mask in our hair. And then put it in a bun. They taught me this tip that you can actually just like wear your conditioner in a chic bun all day and then rinse it out. And it's like a nice all day treatment and you look chic all
That's
day.
That's a no great hack, knows. Actually.
That's a great hack. We do that a little bit in the summer, but I should do
You're
that
really
more.
Good at that.
I'm good at that. I love you. By the way, you guys, she has an incredible hair mask called Day. It's Monsoon Moisture Mask. It's so good. Actually, I love that it's glass too. I love a mask in a hair. And I do. I can put it up, slick it back in a straight ponytail, wrap it into a little bun. And it's great. And again, it's like she said, it definitely, it's an all-day mask.
And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Amber, but I feel like a lot of us don't do enough masks for our hair because we're so quick to throw a conditioner on. But I would venture to guess, you know, the majority of women process their hair in some way, shape, or form. And that just breaks and damages your hair, but we're not doing enough to repair it. So do you have any tips on, that's a great hack, but anything else that you would recommend for over-treating, over-processed hair?
Damaging, because I crush my hair with color.
Yeah, well, I always tell blondes, like in that first 2 weeks after you get your hair done, that's when your hair is like most vulnerable. Like the hair shaft is still open and like very porous. After any chemical treatment, really, not even just for blondes. So like in those 2 weeks, if you can avoid heat as much as you can or do your treatments in that 2 weeks, like it'll save your hair. Because the key to having like healthy hair and letting it grow is to not break your hair.
Mm-hmm,
so you want to avoid those times when it's super porous or like if your hair's wet, be super gentle on it. You just don't want to break it because then you don't have to repair it if it's never broken.
Yeah.
So I think it's like, yes, you want to repair it and also just avoid breakage.
Yeah. I got actually a great tip from a colorist once and I've stuck to it for years because obviously I'm a naturally, not naturally blonde.
You're natural in my eyes.
And always. Whenever I dye my hair, I don't wash my hair for over a week. I try to push it for as long as I can.
I do too. I try to push it. I know it gets greasy at the end.
It gets really greasy, but they were like, try to not do it. And I guess that is the exact reason. I didn't ask the why. I just listened and I was a good soldier, but that is the reason.
That is the reason.
We're big fans of dry shampoo
here. What kind of dry shampoos do you like?
I don't use a ton of dry shampoo. I use a Batiste one.
Batiste.
Sometimes,
you like Batiste?
I do. Are you going to, is Day, can we look forward to a Day dry shampoo?
Yeah, we're actually working on one right now. Ours is a powder dry shampoo because we are going the more sustainable route. So it's something we're actually going to work on and formulate with my followers. We're going to like get their help on this one and have them test it and help with the whole process.
Oh, I love that.
But yeah, we're working on one. Yeah.
Okay, so being hungover is literally the worst feeling of all time. We all know, we've all been there. And being a hungover mom, I definitely do not have time for that. My kids yelling, mom, 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 while I have a splitting headache, no thanks. So, what if you could drink wine and feel great at the same time? You've heard me talk about them before, and I'm going to keep talking about them because I am a true believer. It's Dry Farm Wines. People, I'm obsessed. If you haven't listened to last week's episode, go and listen now. It was very eye-opening. We were so lucky and honored to have Todd White, the founder of Dry Farm Wines, discuss why we all need to be drinking organic wine, and specifically the wine he curates over at Dry Farm Wines. At Dry Farm Wines, they curate natural wine to meet your high health standards. I'm always trying to find healthier options to incorporate into my day-to-day routine. I love putting ingredients that are actually good for my body into my body, and I'm so glad that I can now do that with wine also. Each bottle is sugar-free, organic, and grown by small family farms. These wines are lower in alcohol and sulfates and all the things that give you that nasty hangover and headache and don't have any industrial additives like dyes that stain your teeth. They have a very rigorous sourcing process where they judge the wine based on the farming, taste, and purity. I have been drinking Dry Farm Wines for a while now, and let me tell you that I feel so different when I drink wines from Dry Farm Wines. I literally have no hangover. I don't feel bad drinking them because I don't have to worry about my sugar intake or additives, and I love knowing that I'm getting quality wine. Todd mentions in the episode that the taste is different from the wine you're used to. However, he challenges everyone to drink their wine for a week and just see how you feel. I did it, people, and he is not wrong. You honestly need to give Dry Farm Wines a try. I know you're going to love it, whether you're vegan, paleo, keto, low carb, or whatever. You just want to take care of what you put in your body. This is the wine for you. Dry Farm Wines is offering our lucky listeners an extra bottle in your first box for a penny. It has to be a penny because it's alcohol. It can't be free. See all the details and collect your wine at dryfarmwines.com/lipstick. That's dryfarmwines.com. dryfarmwines.com/lipstick. The new year is the perfect time to refocus on what we want in life, but it's easy to get stuck looking back at all the resolutions we didn't keep last year. I love setting New Year's resolutions, but sometimes when I look back at all the ones I've set and I haven't kept, it can be kind of depressing. You guys have heard me talk about this company before. It's called Talkspace. Talkspace is an online mental health care company that personally matches you with a licensed therapist. It enables you to text, audio, or video chat communication between a therapist and a patient through the Talkspace website or app on either a phone or computer. So you can get the help whenever you need it. They make it easy to get the help you need by making lasting progress with your mental health all year round. This year, don't make mental health a goal. Make it a part of your daily routine. Mental health is everything, you guys, and I am a firm believer in therapy. Regardless of what you've been through, I think therapy is great for everyone, and everyone should try it. We're lucky we live in an era where mental health is encouraged and not discouraged. It doesn't have that bad stigma behind it like it used to. I personally love therapy, and I think it has done so much for me as a mom, a business owner, friend, and it also has helped me with myself. I love how easy Talkspace is making it, and they are also making it much more accessible to meet with a licensed therapist. They offer all the benefits of therapy in a more convenient format, and it might feel weird to talk to a therapist over the phone. However, the process is extremely private, secure, and more importantly, convenient. Whether you deal with anxiety, depression, self-doubt, you're a mom of three, and you just want to talk to someone, Talkspace matches you with a licensed therapist who can give you support whenever you need it. We all need help sometimes. And if you are struggling with your mental health, Talkspace is providing a safe space for you to connect with help and from the comfort of your own home. You can also send messages 24/7 and get replies throughout the day. Talkspace can help you start feeling better. And once you start feeling better, your life will be better. Unlike traditional therapy, Talkspace fits your schedule, not the other way around. They also treat your privacy and security as their top priority. You get access to a private virtual room with just you and your therapist. Make your mental health more than just another New Year's resolution. With Talkspace, visit Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month when you use promo code LIPSTICK at signup. That's $100 off at Talkspace, TalkSpace.com with promo code LIPSTICK. Okay, so let's take us through a little bit of day. How did day become day? How did you name day?
So it's like a weird series of events that happened. But like as we were testing the shampoo, all my friends and family and everyone who was testing it kept being like, oh, I feel like I can go an extra day in between washes when I'm using this. And I was like, oh, that would be such a fun like word to incorporate, like day or times of day or something. And then I loved the idea of like being a part of your day, and everything just kind of happened from there. And then we realized that dawn, afternoon, evening are all the times of day, and it spells day. And I don't know, it just kind of all happened so perfectly.
What is your hero product? If somebody was going to buy one product from you, what would it be?
I would say our Monsoon Moisture Mask or our Prickly Pear Hair Oil. Those are two products that are super easy to incorporate into an existing hair routine, or our shampoo. You can just kind of throw them in with your current routine and mix them in, see how you like them, and then add on the rest.
I have to tell you, she has a citrus kind of perfume that you can spray. It's called her Signature Citrus Hair and Body. That is really beautiful. I have to tell you, my two favorites are your Monsoon Moisture Mask and just your regular conditioner. And I will tell you why. It's silk. It's smooth. It smells amazing. And I don't feel like it's too much. You know how sometimes like you feel like you're putting on too much conditioner? That is... I just did an infomercial for you, but I do. I love it. Day, D-A-E.
No, I agree. A little goes a long way with it. And like I said, you want to avoid breakage. So I really wanted it to be super detangling because in the shower, your hair is wet. It's super fragile. It can break a lot easier. So you really want something that's super detangling. So you're not like combing through with your fingers on like super tangled hair and breaking it. So yeah, it's super detangling as well.
How do you feel about glosses? The whole thing, like now everybody's talking about gloss. Like I sometimes get a gloss with Tracy Cunningham or Liz Young. Sometimes I don't. Do you like a gloss?
They always want to do a clear gloss because they say that it seals the shaft of the hair. So it actually like looks shinier. It's a matter of whether or not I let them tone the gloss.
I don't like it when they tone it.
No.
Because it takes away my blonde. Just a little bit.
You have to be careful, though, because I find that if you don't tone it in between once in a while, it starts to get a little bit, the blonde starts to look a little too ashy.
Yeah.
It'll look a little gray.
But if you tone too much, it looks a little too brassy.
Totally. It's a fine balance.
It's a fine balance.
Now tell us what you tell your hair color is.
Yeah.
Because your color is really sun-kissed.
Your color is beautiful.
I don't have her tone my hair either. Occasionally she will. But I definitely like my blonde on the warmer side. I think warmth looks so great on people and brings out all the warmth in your skin and face.
I love
but,
that.
And so I just don't want any ashy in my hair.
Do you ever gloss?
I don't do a gloss. I should. Like we've talked about doing an at-home gloss with Day, which I need to start trying them more before we even do that. But I don't do them a lot.
It's great for sun. Rita Hazan has a new one at home that people are really starting to love. I need a little bit of a shine. My hair, because I color it, it gets dry.
Blonde is also, I will say this, I sometimes have like these like moments where I'm like, ooh, do I go dark? Because I see like a beautiful, dark, shiny. Blonde hair is very hard to make shiny. It just is. It's just no matter. It's a very difficult task to try to make blonde hair look shiny. If it could be the healthiest of hair. But I am very hard-pressed to find a blonde that has shiny hair.
Do you ever crystallize your hair before color, like Malibu Sea it up, like take all the gunk and junk out of it? Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you ever done that with your blonde?
Like a really clarifying? Yeah, I've done that before, and especially if I'm using a bunch of product. I think using something super clarifying is awesome.
All right, so I want to get into extensions because we recently saw on the red carpet a very famous woman named Angelina Jolie. And I know she has great people. So what do you think the biggest mistake you see people make with extensions? Because that was bad. And I
tried to see if it was intentional.
It was not intentional.
Maybe there's a chance it was intentional and there's a trend that's starting that we just don't know about.
Well, everybody
yet.
Wants it so long now. But
it's so bad.
Yeah, it was bad. What's your tips? Tell us.
I need to look it up because I've heard people talk about it, but I haven't seen it. I saw pictures of her on the red carpet, but I didn't see like the back. I'm guessing it was back there.
It's worth a Google.
Okay, yeah. Especially as a hair extension company owner, I need to have a look. But with hair extensions, I mean, I think I always tell people if you can't find your exact shade, it's always better to go darker. And then especially for the roots, especially for blondes, you have to root shade your extensions. Because like all of us have, it's like a little darker, your roots come in, even just like with how shadows and highlights work, like it's going to be darker through your part line. So you have to root shade. You can get a cheap L'Oreal root shader at like Walmart or something. And then I just take them outside in the grass and don't do it inside because it will stain your countertop. Do it outside or like on a piece of foil or something, but root shade the top of it so it's like dark and then light. So definitely do that. That'll hide the wefts more. And then make sure you're getting the seamless wefts that don't have any sewing. They're like glued super flat. Most companies have the seamless wefts now, but make sure you're using those.
What do you think? Because there's all types of different extensions. You have the tape-ins, you have the kind of the coils where it's individual. You have actually the sewn-in weave. What do you think is the healthiest for your hair if you wanted to get extensions?
Clip-ins, for sure. As far as permanent, I honestly don't think there's any that are like, I mean, I know everyone says they have the best method. It's not hard on your hair, but I recently tried one just to see if the new methods are what they say they are. And I still felt like it pulled out so much hair and totally damaged my hair.
Really?
So I don't like permanent extensions. I think they're super damaging. And like when you have that much pressure on your hair, it's just naturally, it's not good for your hair. And they're sewn on so tight. So I don't know. I don't like permanent. I think clip-in's the way to go. And we have fill-ins that are, they're about this length. We have a 14-inch one and a 16-inch one that are literally just to fill in this area. You can't even tell you're wearing them and they take 2 seconds to put in, but it's just two wefts. And they're also much cheaper. I want to say ours are like $62. I might get that wrong, but it's $62 and it's just the two wefts. They're super thick and they just fill in this area. So that's a good option. If you're just going for a really natural look and you just want the thickness in front.
Do you use or like any supplements for hair? Any recommendations there? Because I think a lot of people...
Yeah, a lot of people are it's on the supplement of like, you know, make your hair grow in every
collagen
type of way.
Good for this or that, but like...
Hair, skin, and nails. All of, you know, the Nutrafol, the...
Viviscal,
the... What's the other one? Vegamore.
I do the Love Wellness collagen in my smoothies and acai bowls. So I do take that. I think also just like eating a healthy diet will naturally help your hair. I'm eating lots of like fruits and vegetables. So I try to do that. And also like with hair growth, it's like you can't just use a hair serum and suddenly your hair is going to grow. Like you have to do everything in conjunction. You have to be exfoliating your scalp and limiting the amount of heat and because yes, like your hair can grow from your scalp, but then you can't break it once it grows. So it's kind of doing like all those things, like stimulating the scalp and helping it grow. And then also helping it once it's grown to not break.
Stimulating the scalp, does that help with the growth?
Oh yeah, for sure. Like if you have a brush next to your bed and just brush your hair before you go to bed, that'll help your hair. You'll see a really big difference with that. If you're, you have to be consistent with hair growth stuff. It's like working out. Like,
yeah.
You're not going to see results for a few months and you have to be consistent, and I think you have to do multiple things at once.
So I think that is something that a lot of women do have issues with, and it's a little taboo, right? Because you talk about men having hair that thins, but women have thinning hair too, especially as they age. And I've seen it, you know, and
it happened to me, you know, I got diagnosed with hypothyroidism after my first baby and a lot of my hair broke and fell out and it got thin and it took a really long time. I think what you said is being consistent. Talk about your scalp. Do you believe in detoxifying it? I know you just said, you know, rubbing a brush, you know, all over like once or a couple times before you go to bed to stimulate the scalp. Like, are there any other tips that people and women and men out there can do?
Yeah. If you have a dry scalp, I think people are really shy about putting conditioner on your scalp because they don't want their hair to be greasy, but it can really help your scalp to also condition your scalp. And you don't have to do it every time you wash it. You could do it like once a week or however often. But do that. And then if I know I'm going to wash my hair the next day, I will like drench my hair in hair oil and like work it into my scalp, really brush my scalp and do it like an overnight oil treatment and then wash it out in the morning. So yeah, definitely exfoliating it, hydrating it, just overall taking care of it, just like you would like your skin.
So you guys know I'm obsessed with spoiling my loved ones. I chatted about this during the holiday season, but I really, really do love getting my friends and family the best gifts. Well, people, we have a very important holiday coming up in case your special someone hasn't already reminded you. Valentine's Day is approaching. I'm excited because Macy's has me covered this year. They have curated the most amazing gifts with their gift finder. Their website is sectioned out by categories, making it so easy to find the perfect gift. We all know Macy's. We all love Macy's. But now they have made gift giving that much better with the gift finder. You can search categories like gifts for her, for him, kids, pets, teens. You can even search by occasion like anniversary, wedding, birthday, housewarming, graduation, baby. They literally have thought of everything. And if your special someone tends to forget about major holidays or special events, or even gets you something random and you're just like, why on earth did you buy me this? Just text them this link. It will just be a subtle reminder. It also makes it super easy for them to get you something amazing this year. As you know, Macy's carries some of the most sought-after gifts and the best brands. Dior, Chanel, Clinique, Jo Malone, Gucci, Martha Stewart Collection, Kendra Scott, Coach. They have amazing products. Also, don't forget about you. You deserve something great. I could suggest, maybe, just maybe, I always tell my girls, my boys, everybody who's listening, Chanel No. 5, Gucci Flora, The New Face, the Estee Lauder Advanced Night Repair Eye Complex, which is all over TikTok, and of course, they have the Holy Grail, Clé de Peau. I was also in there browsing the jewelry collection, and I found a few things that I added to my cart immediately. They have the prettiest diamond-wrapped bolo bracelet, and don't get me started on their diamond hoop earrings. Stuber, are you listening? I really need the diamond hoop earrings. If you guys need any inspo this year, make sure and check them out. Their gift ideas are incredible. Go to macys.com/giftfinder. Again, that's Macy's. macys.com/giftfinder. I promise you, you won't disappoint. You will find the gift for you, for someone else, and everything in between. You're going to love it. Speaking of skin, you have incredible skin, and this is a beauty podcast. So we wanted to ask you a little bit about your beauty routine and what you love and go-to foundation. You don't even look like you're wearing makeup. I know.
Well, she's 31.
Ugh,
oh, you're so nice. Well, I'm in my bathroom, so it's right here. This has been like my go-to. It's the iconic London Radiance Booster. I am obsessed with this stuff. Like, you put it on and it looks like you were just like on vacation. It gives you this like summer glow, like you just got a spray tan.
Is it a tinted moisturizer? What is that?
No, it's like, I mean, in the summer, or if I'm going for like a very no makeup look, I'll wear just this, but it's like shiny.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And bronzy. Wow.
Where do we find that?
It has a teensy bit of coverage, but it's mostly just for that like self-tanner glow.
What's your color?
I think this just comes in one color. Or no, this one's Sand Glow.
Sand Glow.
Yeah.
I'm going to purchase it on my phone right now.
I use that. And then I love the Ilia.
We love
cream.
Ilia.
Yeah. Which one do you use?
Serum Tint. Is that the one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I use that and then just a little bit of concealer. I actually love the Anastasia concealer she just came out with.
Mm.
It's like the Tarte Shape Tape.
Oh, yeah. We love the Tarte Shape. Yeah. That's a great one. Anastasia.
Yeah. Shape Tape is so good. But Anastasia, hers is just a little bit creamier, which I like, especially like if you do have like crow's feet, which I do, they like kind of, it settles in better. And I don't know.
All right, let's talk cheek highlighter bronze. Like, what is your go-to bronzer?
Honestly, if I use this, I don't even use a bronzer. But I really love this Say Cream bronzer.
I love that
this
one.
Is the one I've been using. It's like so good.
We use it this summer. So it's called Say, S-A-I-E, and it's a great, beautiful bronzer.
The Say also does a really pretty, it's called Slip Tint or something like that.
Yeah.
It's a tinted moisturizer. They gives a very nice,
yes,
like,
I have
finish.
That one here too. I love that one.
I love that one.
I know. Do you like highlighters?
If I'm getting really ready, I'll use a highlighter. Like, I didn't today. I feel like this is enough of a highlighter for me. But if I'm like going out, I use a highlighter.
And what about skincare?
Skincare, my routine is so simple. I just wash my face with whatever face wash. Honestly, sometimes I even use hand soap, which I swear helps with my skin.
Oh my God. I love you so much.
I like will get these little mini breakouts. And if I use hand soap, it like goes away. So I don't know. I know that's not good for me.
Probably
my
like
skin,
Dove. Dove. That's like usually,
Dove
yeah.
is great though.
Yeah.
I know, like sometimes you need something super clarifying for your skin. So I'll use whatever cleanser. Right now I'm using the Pharmacy Balm cleanser. Mm-hmm. And then I use my Clarins Double Serum, and that's honestly like all I do right now.
Have you ever tried the Clinique, I mean the Clarins Flash Balm?
No, I've heard about it though.
That was their hero product that they had. And it to this day, I remember you would take it and you would pat it onto your skin after you finished your makeup just to give you that dewy glow.
We're gonna bring that one back.
We're gonna bring it back, guys.
Flash Balm.
Flash Balm.
But what was the spray? The red bottle with the white top?
Oh, it smelled, oh, Dinamatisse or Dinamat. Oh,
God, that was good.
It was like a body spray. Mm. It reminded me of being in Europe. Is really what it did.
It was good. It was really good. Do you use a moisturizer?
Just her double serum, I guess,
not
right?
Really. That's a double serum. Yeah, just the double serum. And I usually will swap out like whatever that one product is, but I just like less is more for me. And I've just
You're 31. So I'm gonna throw this tip your way, because at 31 I did not use eye cream. And in the last like 10 days, I've really realized that my habit should have started a lot earlier. Eye cream. Layer an eye cream into the mix.
Yeah, an eye cream is always good. And sunscreen.
Sunscreen and especially in Arizona.
Oh, sunscreen for sure. Yeah, I'm very religious about sunscreen.
What's your favorite go-to sunscreen?
I mean, most of the things I use actually have sunscreen in it, like the Ilia or that Say.
Yeah.
So as far as face. And then for body, I am obsessed with that Super Goop.
I
can't remember what it is. It's the lotion.
Does it have shimmer in it? Like a little shimmer?
It's the body glow.
No, it doesn't have shimmer. The body glow.
Yeah.
No, but it doesn't have shimmer, I don't think.
Well, there's one with shimmer and I think one without. And it's so good.
We love that.
Yeah, because it feels like true lotion.
It does. It totally does. Okay, we're going to do a little rapid fire before we let you go. Go-to cocktail.
I actually don't drink.
Gosh, I love you.
I know.
If you owned
you're not boring.
No, you're not. You're successful. If you owned a yacht, what would you name it?
I don't know.
Day.
Sunny day.
Sunny day.
Sunny day. Yes.
Day.
Sunny day.
Day is a shit because I started a business. Okay. Biggest pet peeve.
Any like sounds. Like I hate when people are like tapping or like my husband like drums on the steering wheel and like it just sounds like drive me bonkers.
Would you rather lose all your hair or gain 50% more hair all over your body?
Gain 50% more hair, and then I would do laser hair.
What's your ideal temperature outside?
Like 80 degrees.
Are you a morning person or a night person?
Lately, morning. I wake up so freaking early, and now I can't like stay up past like 9:30 or 10. So
well, because you have three children and you're 15, 16, 17 weeks pregnant.
Yes, exactly.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
What book are you reading?
Right now I'm reading, oh gosh, what's it called? It's called What Happy People Know, I think. It's by Dan Baker.
Favorite podcast? Lipstick on the Rim. Kidding.
Oh gosh, I used to listen to like every episode of How I Built This. And lately I've been more into like Audible and listening to audiobooks.
What's your favorite audiobook?
Right now I'm listening to How Not to Die.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay.
How Not to Die.
It's very interesting.
Is it good? What's tell us, give us a little sliver.
It's like a health book. So it just talks about like the best foods to eat and like why they're good. I don't know. It's very interesting actually.
Amber Fillerup Clark, if you were to give your 10-year-old self a piece of advice, what would it be?
My 10-year-old self, I would say, don't worry about anyone in high school or what they think, because you're not going to care about any of them in like 10 years.
So true.
It's so true. You're amazing. We love you. We're obsessed with your hair tutorials. We're obsessed with you and your hair. You guys, make sure you're going to learn everything you want to know about Amber Fillerup. Make sure and follow her at Amber Fillerup or Day Hair, DAEHAIR. And I will say your products are incredible. You're chic. You're super fucking successful. You're sweet. You're kind.
And you're an amazing story. I think so much for young women to look up to. I mean, you're 31 years old and look at what you've built and done. I mean, that's pretty impressive. It's not a lot of 31-year-olds can say that.
No.
You.
And we really only have badasses on our podcast because we love and really research. As you know, we've taken like 3 pages of notes. And no, but it's like Emma just said, you know, it's people can say a lot, but to do what you've done and how well you've done it. And I know it seems like a very long time, but you're 31 years old. You seem extremely happy. A fourth baby on the way, a very successful company. Like it's, you have your shit together and we love you. And more importantly, we love your hair. So
Thank you so much.
It was great. Thank you.
So nice to meet you.
And good luck with everything. Little baby wishes early.
Exactly. And by the way, I just have to make a side note that your husband's name is David Kent Clark, which is like Clark Kent. Was that intentional? I noticed that in my
note. It wasn't intentional, but people like, that's something he's heard like his whole life.
I love it. I love it. You're basically married to Clark Kent. There you go.
Clark Kent.
Exactly. You're married to Superman. We'll just say that.
All right.
But he's married to Superwoman. So
you guys
thank
make
you so much.
Sure and follow her blog as well. Barefoot Blonde. She's Barefoot Blonde. She's Barefoot Blonde and pregnant right now. So that's good.
Barefoot and beautiful.
Barefoot and beautiful. Thank you.
I love it. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for having me.
I did not have my shit together at 31, by the way.
I did not.
A hot mess express.
Well, I kind of had my shit together.
You did. I didn't
have that, you know, I didn't have three kids, a husband, and a business. But I will say she's so impressive.
She really
kind.
Is.
And she's literally, I love that she did her passion from very early on. And that's, listen, for any key takeaways besides what we love in products is that, you know, set your mind to do something and
do what you love.
And do what you love. And if someone tells you not to, do it even more. And
don't listen to the naysayers. I think that's a big one.
Don't listen to the naysayers. And really, like, I don't know. I think more and more, it's like, in yourself, have that passion and fucking go for it.
And surround yourself with people who believe in you.
People who believe in you.
Which is why I've surrounded myself with Molly Bone Sims my entire life, I feel like, now. My adult life.
Emisha.
Love you.
I love you so much. You're the best. You guys, thanks for listening. We love you so much. Stay tuned for next week. We've got such great guests. I know I always say that, but I love doing this podcast with you. I love our guests. I love our community.
I love it all.
I love it all. We'll see you guys next week. I love you. Love you. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim and Molly B. Sims, or my website where you can dive just a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and more at mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. Wanted to give a special thanks to my team, Ashley Gasparian, Schaefer Carrillo, Ashley Sanchez, and Michelle Harrison, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.